Hello, folks. I am your host, Franco Vega, and I want to thank you for tuning into the Right Way podcast, where our theme is 10 minutes of healing the right way. On this program, we'll interview folks who have been through some pain, like my beautiful foster youth, and who have turned that pain into power. To learn more about our organization and our mission, please visit our website at therightwayfoundation.org.
Today, we have a special guest. I'm excited about this interview. This young lady is awesome, a true partner in the trenches with the Right Way Foundation. She runs a program called Butterfly Haven, but I'm going to allow her to talk more about her project. But let's welcome Brittany.
Thank you for having me, Franco. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being here. So let's talk about Butterfly Haven.
Butterfly Haven is a housing community where our youth can learn to unpack their trauma, have a space to do it, a beautiful space where they feel they're able to unleash all their anger, trauma, and just things that they've been going through. They're given grace and time to then get back into the strive of being successful and rebuilding what a future can look like and what it will look like for them in a beautiful space that makes them feel good.
I definitely agree on the beautiful space. You know, I remember when we first met and you gave me a tour on the facility, it just blew me away. You know, if I was young, I would want to be in that facility. So how do they get into Butterfly Haven? Let's talk about that.
Demographics are young women, our mothers, ages 18 to 26. Majority of our youth are transitioning out of the foster care system. So we have a few ways that they can actually enter into Butterfly Haven. One is through the Right Way Foundation. We receive a lot of referrals from Right Way. They go through your Operation Emancipation before they enter into Butterfly Haven. Another one is social workers may reach out directly to Butterfly Haven or CASA. CASA is a referral source along with Amity and some other nonprofits that we network with.
And CASA is Court Appointed Special Advocates for our audience. I know everything that goes on there, but for our audience, I want like for you to explain more. Rent, rules, everything. What's the whole
process? So they receive a beautiful bedroom with a attached bathroom, fully furnished all the way down to the linen and toiletries, and free Wi-Fi, free utilities, free groceries for $1,200 a month. Right Way helps subsidize our youth who are not parent rent so that they can also still afford this beautiful space. And the reason why we supply the groceries is to keep away all the problematic things that can occur around food security, to make sure no one feels less than or like they don't have access to food and there's no drama around food. The rules are very, very minimal. We do not have curfew because these are all young adults paying for rent. So they're able to go and come as they please. If they want to work overnight, they can. They have that option to work. They have the option to go to school. A lot of our youth may come in at 18, so they have until 21 before they exit the foster care assistance that they receive till they're 21. So it gives them enough time to be able to go to school and actually complete school without having to worry about the shifting of their housing. We have a bungalow out back. It's a beautiful space for the children to play, the youth to go do work and homework. We also house workshops at this bungalow. It's just a beautiful space to be. No alcohol, no drugs. We don't drug test unless we have a niche that you are utilizing alcohol or drugs. Then we do test just to see what actually drug or narcotic that we're dealing with. We then go ahead and at that time work with the Right Way to help get them resources in regards to substance abuse if needed, and continue to keep them in the community. We believe in teachable moments. So a lot of things that typically could get them put out of a regular transitional housing, we work through and work with them to give them opportunity for growth.
Thank you for that. You guys give our young ladies several chances, and we appreciate that because some folks that we refer our youth to, they're one and done. You mess up one time and you're gone. And I don't understand that. That's when you should be making your mistakes, is when you're young. You know, you learn from that. Let's rewind, because I know your story, but let's play like I don't know you. Why do you do this, Brittany? Why you? You could do anything in this world. You're very gifted. Why'd you choose to service this population and do what you do?
Because I once was given a chance to unpack my own trauma. At a young age, I was molested and raped in the house by a step family member, which then led me to the streets. Originally, I was just hiding in the backyard in my grandmother's car or my dad's car. Once I depleted my hiding spaces, I then start running away with what I ultimately thought were friends, and was left with a host of gang members that then gang raped me. And in that transition of my life, I went to a shelter for at-risk youth in East LA. And while there, we were able to sit in circles to unpack trauma. And I was able to hear different stories. And a lot of them were actually foster youth. And they were there because they were fleeing their foster homes because the foster parents were molesting or raping them, or the children of the foster parents were molesting and raping them. And I was like, yo, like, my shit is horrible at home, but this is even worse because the foster care system, what we're told as children and youth, is that it's there to protect us from danger and it's supposed to be safe, and it's not. So at that moment, I was like, I want to eventually help this population. I want to eventually help the youth. Fast forward, married at 18 to what I thought was like my knight in shining armor, and super abusive physically, mentally, emotionally. I was married to this individual. I had children, two other additional children with this individual. And eventually I got tired. I knew I deserved better. I had family support, but I had isolated myself from family because I thought this was my person. I noticed my daughter become timid and my boys become aggressive. And I was like, yeah, this is not the life I want for them. So ultimately he ends up going to prison. At that time, we had moved back in like a few months prior to him going to prison with his family, and his mother then decided one day to, I'm getting off work. And as I'm pulling up to the house, I see all me and my children's belongings on the curb. I packed up, moved back to Los Angeles, was staying in hotels. And at the time I was in my early 20s, so I was super, super bougie. So I'm like at the Hilton, the Marriott by LAX. And the saving, my savings depleted really fast. I was working. Luckily, I did have my car. So what I started doing was Chuck E. Cheese with my children every day, park, late night. They think I'm like the best mom in the world, not even knowing that we're actually homeless. Then we had to start sleeping in our car or going to like the hotels that are like 3-4 hours for $60 a night. And I would go there after driving around or just parked and sleeping and then go there so that they could bathe and I can get them ready for school. And that was my life. While my brother was reaching out because he heard I was back in LA trying to get me to do a different job because I was working at Chevron, and I'm like, yeah, okay, and didn't go. And eventually I just told him, like, look, I don't have time to worry about a different or better job because I'm trying to figure out where we're sleeping at night. He then offered for me and my children to come live with him, but it came with conditions of like 4 a.m. workout, couldn't have a boyfriend, just like a host of things that at that time I was like, yeah, I'm not in prison, I'm not doing this. So super frustrated with me, he referred me to who we call Mama Cheryl. She referred me to Upper Bound House. I was accepted into Upper Bound House. Upper Bound House gave me a opportunity to start over, and they also came with conditions, 9 o'clock curfew. I was working two jobs because I ultimately ended up getting a job my brother kept pushing me to go apply for. And I was still working at Chevron overnight, but I had to let Chevron go because even with me having a job and proof that I had a job, I could not stay out past 9 p.m. Childcare was a struggle. And when I entered back then, the rules were a lot stricter than they are now. When I entered every night, I was subject to alcohol and drug testing. And to have to go through that when substance abuse was never my issue, it was just making sure I don't enter into another domestic violence relationship. At one point, I was like, I'll just go back to my car. But I wanted stability for my children more than anything. So I stayed. And through that, I was like, when I open my housing program, these are some of the things that we're going to take out and replace. So a lot of the rules that we have in place are just things that I've experienced. And then when we got ready to open, Charity and I connected and we took her walks of what she experienced in the foster care system with housing once she exited out of aging out, and created our own rules and said that Our youth do deserve it. They've already been through enough trauma. Why not be able to have this space and show up for themselves and show that they can be trusted and be independent with support? And the supportive services come along with what were some of the things that I desired or what were some of the things that were given as I was in my transition, like the life coaching, the financial literacy, the therapeutic part, just being able to have someone to be there and say, hey, I'm here, I got you, I care, I love you. And that's something you don't see in a lot of transitional houses, because we're told in our positions to have boundaries and not to share our experience and not to show emotion. But at Butterfly's Haven, we're a community of family and love. All our youth there, I let them know, hey, I'm here for you, I love you, I got your back. You know, I use your method that you use a lot. It's like medicine. I may not be good for you, but I'm good for you. With that and the partnership that you and I share and the way we operate in abundance with making sure that the women are showing up at Right Way, and when they're not, we're all in communication and showing up to the property like, hey, what's going on? What are we doing? By month three, everyone should be either fully employed or at least coming to the Right Way Foundation to make sure that they are receiving the services that they need to get in place to be working or going to school. And that's enough time for them. I think 3 months is more than enough time for our youth to unpack some of their trauma, to get into a better headspace, to move forward.
Well, totally agree on the 3 months, the 90 days. You mentioned Charity. Well, for our listeners, Charity is the CEO of Los Angeles Casa, and she's an awesome partner. We have to take our hats off for Butterfly Haven and everything you do over there, because I remember when we first met and we went to go see your facility. Right Way, just signed the contract. Where are we at? Let's sign the lease right away. Let's take them. How many we get? 12 to start? Okay. Let's pay for 12 young ladies and let's get them in here right away. So the model you use, very effective. You know, I'm hoping that the people that are listening can really bite, you know, and take our motto and use it for themselves. You know, no judgment. Treat these babies like they're their own. No boundaries, you know. It's funny when you use the word, the B word, boundaries words, you know. Our kids aren't looking for boundaries. They're looking for love. Our kids aren't looking for social workers. They're looking for love, you know. And to get that, you got to provide some excellent high-speed therapy and just great case management, in my opinion. So, empathy. You know, you got to understand. Some people just don't know what that word means, you know. Empathy, you know, if you don't know what empathy is, look it up. You know, I'm not going to give you the definition today, but look it up. Understand where people are coming from, you know. Just because you had dinners three times or dinners every night and six meals a day, that's not the population we serve, you know. You got to understand our shoes and where we coming from, you know, and empathy is plays a major role in all this. For other folks who want to get into the business as far as housing, what's the suggestion or advice you'll give to a provider to be successful to work with our population?
One, give grace. Understand that they have experienced trauma. Their lives are no less valuable than ours or our own children. Pour into them the way you would your own children, or if for some reason your child had to experience what they experienced, pour into them the way you would want someone to pour into your child. Treat them like humans. Like, let's break the stigmatization of incarceration and locked refrigerators and locked cabinets and no, you can't access the kitchen. Teach them. Teach them like you would teach your own. Teach them how to cook. Teach them how to meal prep. Teach them how to grocery shop. Teach them how to clean. So when they get to a point that they are independently on their own with no more supportive services, they have these skill sets that were given to them to be able to fully soar.
Thank you. Now, where can they reach you if someone wants to donate or even just talk to you? Where can they?
They can reach me via Instagram at Butterflies, BUTTERFLYS dot Haven, HAVEN. And our website is butterflieshaven.org.
People, you found out how you can reach her. If you have it in your heart, you like to donate or just get involved, please reach out to her right away. You know, we have a lot of homeless babies on the streets, and she's taking care of them one at a time. On behalf of all the youth we serve in LA County, I just want to say thank you and keep up the good work, Brittany. We really appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Franco, and the Right Way family.
Thank you for tuning into the Right Way podcast, 10 minutes of healing the right way, and we invite you to come back every week. Read more about us and our mission at therightwayfoundation.org.